नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we're in the first canto, chapter 7, text 24. And this is the sons of Drona, the son of Drona punished. Narayanam namaskrita. Nayo naram chaipa narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato chaivam udirdaya naisha preshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamas loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naiskati. Sa eva jiva lokasya. Maya mohita chetasa. Vidhaste svena virena. Shreyo dharmadhi lakshanam Saheva jiva lokasya Maya mohita chetasa Vidhaste svena virena Shreyo dharmadhi lakshanam Saheva jivana lokasya Maya mohita chetasa Vidhaste svena virena Shreyo dharma rilakshanam Saheva jiva lokasya Maya mohita chetasa Vidhaste svena virena Shreyo dharma dilakshanam Saeva jiva lokasya Maya mohita lechasa Vidhaste svena virena Shreyo dharma dilakshanam Seva jiva lokasya Maya mohita chetasa Vidhaste svena virena Shreyo dharma dilakshanam
Vaishnavis,
Transcendence. Eva, certainly. Jiva Lokasya, of the conditioned living beings. Maya Mohita, captivated by the illusory energy. Shetasaha, by the heart. Vidhaste, execute. Svena, by your own. Viryena, influence. Shreya, ultimate good. Dharmadi, four principles of liberation. Lakshanam, characterized by. And Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. And yet, though you are beyond the purview of the material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation characterized by religion, and so on, for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls. Please repeat. And yet, though you are beyond the purview of material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation characterized by religion and so on, for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls. And Srila Prabhupada's purport. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, descends on the manifested world without being influenced by the material modes of nature. He is eternally beyond the material manifestation. He descends out of his causeless mercy only to reclaim the fallen souls who are captivated by the illusory energy. They are attacked by the material energy and they want to enjoy her under false pretense, although in essence the living entity is unable to enjoy. One is eternally the servitor of the Lord, and when he forgets this position, he thinks of enjoying the material world. But factually, he's in illusion. The Lord descends to eradicate this false sense of enjoyment and thus reclaim conditioned souls back to Godhead. That is the all-merciful nature of the Lord for the fallen souls. Oh my God. Ina timrandasya gana gana salakaya chakzun militanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri shetanya manobistam srapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa gadamayam dadanti swapadanti kam vandeham shri guru shri yuta barakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shri rupam sakshat Chatam Sahagana Raghunatam Ditam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvahutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Shaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishikam.
Tamstra, Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai.
So Srila Vyasadeva, when he compiled the Vedas, he sat back and he observed the work he had done. Just like when a pujari dresses the deities, they stand back and they check the turban to make sure everything's symmetric. Or a cook, they make a preparation for the deity. They'll take a moment and try to add all the proper ingredients. They want to know how they did. So Srila Vyasadeva was not feeling completed. He was feeling something wasn't right. So he went to his guru, Srila Narada Muni. And Narada Muni explained that he had given quite a bit of knowledge for the conditioned souls in the material world. So much knowledge that they could rise up to the heavenly planets. They could become very wealthy. They could have a beautiful wife. So much knowledge. But knowledge that doesn't directly awaken our eternal loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is incomplete, because we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. And here we are in the seventh chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we've had a beautiful introduction as to the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is pure love. It's Krishna. It's a manifestation of Krishna and his relationship with the devotees. So far we've learned how wonderful Krishna is. We've learned of all his incarnations, the process of devotional service. We've learned that the topics of Krishna are the apex of all conversations. This wonderful thesis, the Srimad Bhagavatam, is based on the different relationships that Krishna has with his devotees. There's not a situation that we can find ourselves in this world that we can't find some instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the spotless Purana. It's complete. And soon Krishna will be speaking. So stay tuned. In this particular section, there's a valuable lesson that Arjuna is giving us. It's a wonderful lesson. Arjuna, this great kshatriya, probably the greatest kshatriya on the planet at the time, after the war, battle of Kurukshetra, besides Krishna, of course, he had all qualifications. He could send any weapon that he wanted. He could retract and stop any weapon he wanted. Yet, when he saw this brahmastra being hurled at him from Ashvatthama, the first thing he does is he turns to his dear friend, Krishna, and he offers esoteric prayers. And if I take a moment to just review the couple of prayers that were given just before text 24. Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna said, "O my Lord Sri Krishna, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There's no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are complete to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. You are the original personality of Godhead who expands himself all over creation and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. And yet, though you are beyond the purview of material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation, characterized by religion and so on, for the ultimate good of conditioned souls. What would we do if we were facing a Brahmastra? A few months ago, in Hawaii, there was some mistake in their alert system. And all the people in Hawaii got this warning that soon missiles would be attacking. And there were so many descriptions of what people did. They called their family members. They cried. They tried to find shelter. What would we do? What would we do on the onslaught of the material energy? In the 70s, there is a devotee here, nice devotee, big family. His mother came to visit her grandchildren. They all took a trip down to SeaWorld. But on the freeway, when they were driving, the car in front of them started flipping. So they had to try and avoid that. And subsequently, their car went into a spin. And everybody's screaming in the car, except for the mother, who was just visiting. And when the car stopped, she yelled at them all, "You are all Hare Krishnas, and you're all screaming, but I was chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna." They've done analysis on these little black boxes that they put in the tail of planes to determine what caused the crash. And the overall, they've discovered that almost every pilot said this one word before the plane actually hit the ground. And that one word would indicate that the pilot probably took birth as a worm in stool. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do any of the pundits from the BBT know how many times Srila Prabhupada had addressed Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his books? Archita? No? I heard it. I don't know, this is not authority, but I heard it was 12,000 times. So Prabhupada was trying to get a point across to us. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Ancestry.com had any validity, it would take us back, and all of us would be related to Lord Brahma, the first created being. But where did Lord Brahma come from? Came from a lotus flower. And where did that lotus flower come from? Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. Where did Garbhadakshayi Vishnu come from? Karadakshayi Vishnu. And where did Karadakshayi Vishnu come from? Sankarshan. And Sankarshan from Aniruddha, and Aniruddha from Padumya, and so forth, all the way back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Anadi Govinda Sarva Karnam Saranam Karnanam. There are many personalities possessing the qualities of Bhagavan, but Krishna is the supreme because none can excel him. He is a supreme person, and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is the primeval Lord, Govinda, and the cause of all causes. Here in this material world, Jiva Loka, everything is conditioned. We can't go to India without all so many conditions being met. We have to have a passport. We have to have a visa. We have to get a plane ticket. Our bags can only weigh so much, and then we go through security and customs and immigration. So many conditions. A child wants to go to school. He has to wait till he's big enough. If he wants to be on the soccer team, he has to be qualified. He has to know how to play the game. So dehi nosmin yata dehe, as the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. But we can't change the conditions. Animals, they can't change the conditions. They live in the wild. That's where they live. They can't come and live in the city. And we can't go live in the wild because of our condition. This conditioning is our bondage. Maya Mohita Chetasaha. Captivated by the illusory energy, by the heart. That's how deeply entangled we are in this material world. What is Maya? Maya is forgetfulness of Krishna. Humans, we have a chance to improve, a chance to rid ourselves of these anartas, envy, lust, greed, anger, pride, deficiencies on the path of devotional service. The mind has unlimited ways of justifying our situation and allowing us to hold on to these attachments. But how repulsive they are for our spiritual life. And when we get a glimpse of these knots and how overwhelming it is, we realize how absolutely helpless we are to do anything about it. We need mercy, and we need to pray for that. Arjuna was facing a brahmastra. We have to face adiatmak, adibodhik, adididik every day. And what do we face it with? Do we face it with our anartas, our envy, our lust, our anger, our greed? Or do we turn like Arjuna to Krishna and pray for help? Because Krishna is actually the only one who can relive this. Srila Prabhupada. Arjuna, remember, was a disciple of Krishna. And so we can turn to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went through so much to come here. He faced two heart attacks alone on the ocean. And from his prayers, we can understand he was concerned about Krishna. How can I serve you? How can I please you? Prahlad, young boy, whose father was a great, great, horrible demon, subjected him to poison, throwing him off a cliff, boiling him oil into a pit of snakes. Prahlad was simply concerned about pleasing Krishna. It's nice we have a collective group. It's nice if we have family members that care about Krishna and want to be devotees. That is actually a great, great blessing. But if not, Srila Prabhupada says, we can't wait for our husband or our wife or our children to start chanting for us to take this process seriously. Because this human form of life is so valuable and so short. And he described it like an airplane in the sky. The airplane can't depend on other airplanes to come help it get out of trouble. The airplane has to fly on its own. Maya Mohita Chetasasa. This separation from Krishna, we are useless like a screw that's missing from a machine. You know, as we walk down the street, we see so many little pieces of garbage on the sidewalk, screws here and there. We think nothing of them. But if you want that machine to work, you have to go and buy a $20 screw, right? And Prabhupada also gives the example of the finger. If finger is diseased or broken or something, we'll spend hundreds of dollars to fix it. But if that finger is lying in the street somewhere worthless, we won't look at it twice. And so we're worthless without being connected to Krishna. We need that connection to really have value. So Bara Muni was engaged in austerities deep in the water of the Jamuna. But because he observed a couple of fish engaged in sexual activity, his desire for sex desire was increased, and he decided he was going to get married. So he came out of the water, and he went right to the emperor, King Mandaka, and asked him for one of his daughters. The king had 50 daughters, and he asked to marry one of his daughters. But the king looked at this old, shriveled sage who had been in the water for a long, long time, with gray hair, he's trembling, he's wrinkled all over, and he was thinking, how can I subject my daughter to this old man? So he very diplomatically said, O Brahmana, any of my daughters may accept any husband according to her personal selection. Sabari Muni realized the king was being diplomatic. But he was a very, very powerful Muni. So he being a yogi, he was able to do some mystic yoga, some mantras, and acquire a beautiful body. His goal was to attain a body that was even more so beautiful than any of the demigoddesses would want him. What to say of some earthly princesses. And then when he went to court the princesses, they all started fighting over him. Oh, no, no, I want to marry him. Oh, no, I want to. And so Sabari Muni, he was able to enjoy a great opulent material householder life. He had 50 wives, and in his words, he realized after some time, I'm just a pet husband for all these women. In the beginning, I was alone and engaged in performing the austerities of mystic yoga, but later, because of the association of fish, engaged in sex, I desired to marry. Then I became a husband of 50 wives, and in each of them, I begot 100 sons, and thus my family increased to 5,000 members. By the influence of the modes of material nature, I became fallen and thought that I would be happy in material life. Thus, there's no end to my material desire for enjoyment in this life and the next. In this way, he passed his life in household affairs for some time, but then he became detached from material enjoyment. To renounce material association, he accepted the Vanaprastha order and went to the forest. His devoted wives followed him, for they had no shelter other than their husband. When Sabari Muni, who was quite conversant with the self, went to the forest, he performed severe austerities and penance. In this way, in the fire at the time of death, he ultimately engaged himself in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the time of death, fire burns the gross body, and if there is no more desire for material enjoyment, the subtle body is also ended. And in this way, a pure soul remains. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Taktam Deham Punar Janma Naiti. If one is free from the bondage of both the gross and subtle material bodies and remains a pure soul, he returns home back to Godhead to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Takta deham punar janma naiti mam eti. He goes back home, back to Godhead. Thus, it appears that Sabari Muni attained the perfected stage. So in the materialistic world, the Vikarmis have no interest in Vedic conjunction, no interest in anything other than material sense enjoyment. They're the lowest rung on human beings. They work hard for material enjoyment, not caring for what happens in their next life. The next stage up is the Karmis. The Karmis who care for Vedic injunctions. And they want some enjoyment. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yat ye tatamam padajante tam staiva bhajami aham. In whatever way one surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. But out of hundreds and thousands of those, one who begins to understand that there's a difference between the body and the soul and encourages this growth of consciousness, becomes a jnani and gives up blind sense enjoyment. And out of hundreds of thousands of jnanis, one who takes the devotional service is such a very great soul, is so rare, is a bhakta. Srila Prabhupada says we should work with vigor. As hard as the karmis work for sense gratification, we should work that hard for the pleasure of Krishna. So I'll end the class here and open up the floor for discussions, questions, corrections.
You gave me before you used to work with us. What's the Do you have any experience of people who are struggling sometimes in their brain? It's a very painful sensation. Do you ever hear the scream of God or Jesus in the brain?
No. Actually, sadly, no. I mean, few people pray. One time we had an emergency landing, and I was nervous. I had to prepare the plane because there was a possibility. The whole flight deck, the electricity on half of it went out. And so they didn't know what was going on, and we had to do an emergency landing into Phoenix. And I had to prepare the plane and tell people, you know, all those things. And I was surprised. Most people were in denial. They had just shut down, and they were reading their books or watching their movies, and they didn't want to even know that there was a difficulty. There was this one lady, though, who was listening, and when I went to see that she wasn't even buckled up, she was a complete nervous wreck, and so I had to help her get buckled, and I was trying to calm her down. She goes, "I need my medication." So I she gets up in the overheads, I brought her bag down, opened it up, and literally it was a shoebox full of medication. And well, we landed quite safely, and the next morning all those passengers got back on the plane to continue on to Oklahoma. And this one particular woman, I couldn't get her out of my mind all night thinking about how pathetic and sad the condition she was in, to be dependent on medication and what the side effects. It's so horrible. And so I asked her, I said, "So how are you doing today?" She goes, "Oh, fine, I've had my medication." I said to her, "Have you ever heard of mantra meditation? Try saying Govinda, Govinda. It's really the only help for this age. Lord Chaitanya is so kind to bring us this holy name. And we need to take shelter of it." Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. That's an excellent comment. It's so true. Because devotees are aware of their knowledge, their true transcendental knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai, thank you. All righty. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.